I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Listen, I am engaged to Vicky Pattison.
Ooh, say it with pride, bitch!
Her calendar is fucking scary. Any man would do a runner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Vicky Pattison, The Secret 2. I am joined by none other than light of my life, core puppy parent, and my future husband, everybody, Sir Conrad.
Oi, oi.
How are you, puppet?
I'm shattered.
Oh, God. Don't even... Right, do not start this podcast off on the wrong note. Do you want to tell everyone why you're tired, though?
Vicky's dragging me to this bloody podcast.
Right, okay. So you've got such a hard life. You're hardly fucking down the mines.
Right.
Do you want to tell them why you're tired?
You've got to take in consideration I had a big weekend.
That is why he's tired. So, a little bit of context, everybody, before we talk about how much we'll love each other. Like,
your poor boyfriend's hanging.
No, this is the reality of it, isn't it? You can look at people's Instagram and, oh God, aren't they perfect? Don't they look so lovely together? Won't they have gorgeous kids? Oh, they're so in love. I want what they have. We still fucking row like cat and dog.
This is a lot of volume.
Oh my gosh, don't you dare, I will give you that ring back. So Erkan went to Newcastle this weekend. Bearing in mind, every time I want him to go to Newcastle, what's your war cry? What do you
don't
wish?
Even
he goes,
start.
He goes, it's so cool. That's what you do every time I ask you to go.
I mean, but, yeah. No one's going to disagree, are they?
It is cold, right, fair enough it's cold, but whatever. It's got many
so
other
yes,
amazing
I
things.
I went to my good friend's birthday and it was 12 of us
and I had no problem with them doing that. I love it when he goes out with the lads. I like going out with the lasses, but you have whinged every day since you've been back. And what is it now, Wednesday?
Yeah, I need time.
Time, babe. It's not minor surgery, it's a hangover.
A naughty spoiled puppy.
We do have
thanks to you. And he wakes up at 6:30 every day.
Yeah, he is a bit of a bastard. Like, there's no denying that.
So, anyway. Yeah.
Anyway. So we are now in
Let's do this.
We are now in the Cotswolds.
We are.
Coming to you live from Broadway. So we're staying at a lovely place called the Fish Hotel.
Really nice, isn't it?
It is absolutely lush and it's super dog friendly, which is amazing because, of course, we've brought the fluff ball. The naughty puppy, and he's being a spoiled rotten, having the best time. But while we're here, I can't deny, we haven't just come here for a little break. We've actually come here because our wedding planner lives here. We've started planning. So, mostly we are planning the engagement party, though, aren't we?
Yeah, well, engagement first, which should be this year.
Yes. I want the engagement party relatively soon, actually. We're thinking, like, really glam, kind of, like, London city centre, swanky hotel. I want, like, whatever's cool. I don't know if fire breathers or girls in big martini glasses is cool anymore, but I want the 2022 version of that.
You can definitely tell Vicky's been planning this for years.
Mate, that you were not my first attempt.
I'm going to call you Ross and the divorce.
No, I've never managed to get down the aisle. I'm like the engagement equivalent of the divorce.
I don't know
what that is. But you're for keeps, though.
I hope so.
You are definitely for keeps, I'd say. So when I announced that you were going to be on the podcast, which I must admit I didn't give our listeners that much notice. Sorry. But they were
I mean, you didn't give me much notice either.
Babe, I've told you this is happening for ages. You just don't listen to me.
You just sprang on me 6:30 in the morning.
No, I would love to know what sound plays in your head when I speak and give you important information. It's like, like I'm some sort of mug. Like I'm some sort of clown.
It sounds better, right?
Oh, is it, yeah? God, if you weren't so handsome, I'd kill you. Right, so, okay. Listeners, we're absolutely buzzing that you are coming on. I know, they really like you.
And they're going to give me some tough questions.
No, actually, they're all really nice ones. Do you want to answer some?
All right, let's do it. Yeah, go on.
Okay. Before we get into like balls deep about the engagement and everything, let's have some fun ones.
Okay, funny.
Right. Oh, this one came from Anonymous.
Oh, of course it has.
Will you be getting a friend from Milo anytime soon?
You sure you didn't do this?
No, I promise. It's Anonymous.
I mean, Vicky on a daily sends me at least a dog to rescue or at least a dog to get.
Yeah. I always.
So this Anonymous business is a bit. It's strange.
Right, okay, it's straight up bullshit I'm asking. No. There were some people asking in the questions, and I feel like it's a very good, it's a very fair question, isn't it?
Yeah. We spoke about getting Milo for a friend.
Yeah.
It will be in the pipeline sometime, but not now, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm filled with, like, question marks when I ask myself this question, because, you know, you see all these lovely videos on Instagram of, like, the two puppies playing together and, like, hugging and kissing.
It's easily said, yes, isn't it?
It's so easy to think, oh, my God, like, that would be amazing, that would be the dream. Like, he'd play with the puppy, they'd play with each other, they'd tire each other out, like, all the pressure wouldn't be on us to exhaust them, you know? Yeah. So I kind of feel like, in that sense, I'm really desperate for one, because it's just so cute, and he is a handful. Like, it would be nice if maybe
to have a break.
For him to play with, like, another puppy. Really,
he's a needy dog, so getting him a friend
would be quite nice.
It'd be good for, good for him. He's just more out of everything, really,
and good for socialization, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we spoil him enough anyway.
Yeah,
and we barely leave him on his own. So I think just getting him a dog will just.
Would make him more happy, I think. Not that he's not a happy boy. But then, but the other side of it is, he is running us ragged. Like, up every morning, blah, blah, blah. And what if the new puppy and him, not saying they wouldn't get on, but what if they both just want our attention? And we've actually, all we've done is double my workload. So I sort of feel like, in the same way, you know, when you have your first baby and stuff, like, you just need to learn the ropes.
Yeah, it's only a year. Yeah. So let's give it a couple more years, I think.
Whoa, a couple more years.
Let's wait until he's at least three.
You crazy. Well, I feel like we're engaged now. If we get married next year, then I think the puppy has to come the year after that.
Yes.
So that's just 2 years.
Potentially. We'll forget this conversation, mind, and so. No, yeah, I'll just say yes for now.
Well, it's all right. You can always just give us babies instead. Exactly. So I thought it doesn't sound so bad now, does it? No, but answer your question, Milo will definitely be having a friend at some
point. He will
be, like, my dream is to just, like, retire up north with, like, loads of land and basically build, like, a luxury dog shelter for all dogs and have them having all, like, a pool and a jacuzzi and, like, all the snacks they want. This is my dream.
My hangover is getting worse and worse.
Now just wait till you've got 30 dogs to look after. Then you can talk about being tired, you mug.
Anonymous, thanks for that question.
Oh, Anonymous. What a cheeky little scamp. Actually, this kind of leads on a little bit, I suppose. And this came from Megan, not Anonymous.
Megs.
But, yeah. Did you ever worry that you were at different points in your life and it wouldn't work out? I feel like based on Erkan's reaction to me talking about children, this is a really fair question.
It's a good question.
A good question. I am older than Erkan, and, like, even though I've made no secret of that, I consider myself a very proud cougar.
age gap when we first got together.
I didn't realise, you know.
Didn't you?
I didn't know. I remember asking you when we were standing downstairs in the Park Plaza. He didn't lie, no, but just hadn't discussed it. I just assumed he was my age, which is foolhardy, really.
I looked.
You've always been like very mature. You did look like a gentleman.
Like a hunk.
You were so smart that first night.
Sex beast.
What are you talking about? Stop it right now. You're embarrassing me. My mum listens to this.
Oh, shit. Carol, sorry.
No, but I didn't even think about it. And I remember we're standing waiting to get a taxi or something, weren't we, in the reception hotel for our first date.
Yeah.
And by the way, I was staying in a hotel. He came to pick me up from there. We weren't like that. He wasn't being that presumptuous. Yeah. I asked. And I must, so what, 3 years ago? So I must have been 31. And he was 25.
25, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, shit.
It's quite, that's quite a vital
thankful not of to not have discussed.
As in, yeah.
Yeah, as well, I think when a woman starts to get, like, into her 30s and stuff, like...
They start to...
And I'm making a sweet generalisation here, but we start to think about things like children, motherhood, that bastard ticking biological clock, you know? So I think for us not to have that conversation was... I don't want to say, like, naive, but also, like, we just didn't know what to expect from each other, did we?
Yeah. I think we both, at the time, got out of serious relationships, we and we just wanted to...
We were looking for rebounds.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of avoided all the seriousness. We just wanted to get away from all that and just enjoy each other's company, enjoy something new, fresh,
yeah,
and then see where it ended up, really, and look at us now.
So at first, we didn't consider the difference, you know, in ages and where that what that would mean about our wants and desires and all that for life. Because I don't think we put too much pressure on it. I think we both were just, like you said.
We chilled. We wanted to say no. We wanted to just enjoy each other's company. We wanted to just,
I just wanted,
have fun.
I wanted to fucking be happy again. Like, I had been so heartbroken and miserable.
Yeah.
But it didn't take me long to work out that there was a big age difference and that could potentially pose a problem.
Shit.
No, I did work it out.
Well, was I childish or something?
No, you weren't childish in the slightest bit. But if anything, a lot of the time, you're more mature than me.
That is true.
Oh, you love that. You love that. No. It was because I was aware that, especially because I'd been so close to like getting married and having kids before,
yeah.
I knew that it was something I wanted and that I didn't really want to be hanging around for years waiting for someone who I considered to be so young to be ready.
Yeah.
So it wasn't, but we had the conversation, you know, quite early, and I'm really lucky because even if I didn't want to sort of say to Erkan, listen, do you want to fucking have kids and marry me anytime soon? Like, which is crazy, but I would have absolutely done it. But I'd have just had to look at his family. And his mum and dad have been happily married for what, like 30 years or something?
Yeah, a long time. His
brothers are all in serious relationships. Two older ones are married with kids. Lovely, happy relationships. Like, unless Erkan was some, like, creepy anomaly, like, outside of his family, like, which he isn't. He fits in so well, sorry. But, like, I knew what he wanted, so to speak. And he introduces to his family really soon, so I knew I wasn't, like, some sort of flash in the pan or dirty little secret.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, as our trust grew and our feelings for each other, like, I definitely brought it up very soon. Like, do you want kids? And do you see a future? I'm a firm believer that you're either...
You are pushy.
I'm not pushy.
Well, we never spoke about it to a point where...
You felt scared.
Awkward or got scared. Nah. It was quite
chill.
We went with the flow... And we just wait for when the time was right. So
yeah, this is what he thinks. Like in my group chat, you should have seen the messages to me mates. After,
I mean, yeah, that's the vibe I got.
Yeah. After the first date, I was like telling my mates, "Fucking buy a hat. He's the one." So I feel like yes, we were at different stages, but we've kind of caught up, haven't we? And just
made it happen.
In fairness, like I feel like I am taking precautions on some stuff. Like I am obviously 35 this year.
Ooh.
I know, thanks for that, honey. But yeah, I just, if we say we have a nice engagement party this year, say we get married next year, like, you know, and then I want to kind of have a couple of years just being married to you. I don't know if I necessarily want to rush straight into being a mum.
Well,
I just
don't want to pop out our kids, huh?
So look at this, look at who's rushing who.
I'm just saying.
What do you want then?
So,
really soon? You
don't really
know. Exactly, so stop it, it's silly.
I mean, this... Little cute, little fluffy puppy.
He's been a real baptism of fire. Maybe realise like what a big responsibility a child would be. So I've
I'll say kids is on.
Depends who you ask, doesn't it? About what's more difficult.
Two or three years for my pop out a little kid.
God, you make it sound so romantic. I don't know how I'm not just ripping my clothes off already. But no, so I am freezing my eggs.
I feel
like once or twice when I've asked Erkan if he wants to have babies, his answer has been, "I'll have a baby with you if you want," which is it has been, but that is absolutely not what a woman wants to hear. So no,
I feel like we're both not ready.
No, we're not.
Not ready. We're just.
No.
It's not. We're not ready. It's more like we want to live.
There's other things we want to do first, and I think that's totally fine. But unfortunately, my body is getting older and
so
I just don't
peace of mind.
Yeah, for me peace of mind. So I'm starting the process. God, I've talked about it for ages now, but I finally bit the bullet and I'm going at the end of the month. And I'm a bit nervous. I've heard it's I don't want to say traumatic, I think that's a bit dramatic, but I've heard it's invasive and intense. So you're going to have to be really supportive. I hope you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're so going to be crap, aren't you?
Am I going to move you?
No, you don't have to come with us.
Oh. No, I'll come here.
Yeah, thank you. See? I'll let him come to that conclusion on his own. Good boy. So, yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Next question from our lovely listeners.
Has she got a name or is she anonymous?
I think this is a fella, but I can't work it out. Okay. I know you're a big Love Island fan, so would you say you were each other's type on paper from Muchie? Muchie 79. Oi, Muchie. You sound like someone I would have kissed behind a bike shed when I was a kid.
Oh,
gosh. I know. Right, okay, so go on then. Would you say I was your type on paper?
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Buzzing.
No, I've definitely gone for you.
Would you? Would you have like caught us in a club or that?
What, on Love Island?
No, man, not on Love Island necessarily. Just like in a bar or something.
Yeah, of course.
Wasn't Erkan's definitely my type on paper. I say loads of things about how he's such a lovely bit of kit, but I can't. I actually half thought he was. I looked for holes in him for like the first 6 months of our relationship.
And you do it, don't you?
Yeah, because I was like, he's so nice.
It's got to be saying.
Yeah, he's so handsome. Like, there doesn't appear to be anything going on here. Like, I was so adamant, like, especially because I was a little bit, like, once bitten, twice shy from my past experiences. I was desperate for there to be something wrong with him because I just didn't believe someone that handsome could be
same
so
as,
nice.
Same as me.
Well,
I was just like, I didn't expect this.
No, my flaws are there for everyone to see. I'm
every day got better and better.
It did, didn't it?
Just got closer and closer way too quick, as you do when it's a new romance. But yeah, it's just the dates got better and better.
Yeah. I remember once Erkan went to Amsterdam with all of his pals.
Oh, God. And I didn't do much posting or I didn't text so much.
Because he was in Amsterdam, and without getting into the nitty gritty, you know what goes on when you go to Amsterdam, like everyone was having a nice time, going all eating all these brownies, etc. I was like, and obviously I'm an Instagram obsessed, aren't I? So I was looking for all these like posts about his hotel and like sassy posts with him and his pals.
Well,
like,
you thought I was cheating.
I thought he'd come with another girl.
This is what I mean. Women are murder.
No, but I was so desperate to not make you pay for the mistakes of, you know, my past partners that I was trying to keep a lid on it. I mean, crazy, but it was just bubbling over. And I remember ringing my mate and being like, he's not fucking posted anything. He's not done any stories. Like, there was another girl, I'm convinced. And she was like,
I was my brother, and a schoolmate that I've known for years.
Yeah, so I did look for holes in you at first.
But you do know.
I thought you were just too good to be true, babe.
You've got to be wary, ain't you? Mm. So.
Yeah. Would you have chatted me up before on Love Island?
Yeah, of course.
Would you?
Yeah. I was meant to go on Love Island.
I know you were, babe. You tell us all the fucking time.
I was meant to go on there, but I turned it down for Vicky.
Is that the official name we're going with, babe? Look at you. You're so cute, I can't go. Was it? Is that the official line?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was meant to go on Celebs Go Dating, but I actually did turn that down for you.
So we turned down shows for each other.
Very romantic. It's a modern day fairy tale, that, isn't it?
Actually, isn't it?
Oh, they were giving me $100,000 for that, you know.
Whoa, Love Island were talking about giving me.
Love Island would have given you fuck off.
No, they would have given me. But I would have been on the show, and
who knows what could happen?
I would have probably won.
Would you have won?
I think I was in the one in the series that Tommy and Molly were in.
Well, yeah. Oh, you look too.
Me and Tommy could have been like
best pals,
a little bromance.
You look too much like Tommy to be.
Oh, there's Chris on there as well. Oh.
Chris Taylor?
Yeah, Chris Taylor's on there, yeah.
I don't know if he was there, was he?
I don't know, actually.
Oh, well, he was, because Amber was in as well.
Yeah,
right.
See? Shit, man, I should have gone.
Excuse me?
Yeah, but I could have gone,
uh-huh.
had a sick time,
yeah.
come out, probably still single lad.
Yeah.
And then would have hit it off.
Well, we've hit it off anyway, so I don't know why
you want... I still could have had an after.
Right, I feel like we're going to move on, because otherwise we're going to fall out. Right, neck. Oh, God, this is, again, leads on perfectly. Very smooth segue. What do you honestly argue about most from Shannon?
Oh, Shannon, you're going to open up a can of worms here.
Shannon, you woke up today and chose violence. okay, so...
What do you argue about most?
The dog is really high up there at the moment.
Yeah, dog, always moan that.
We have very different approaches to parenting the pup.
We do. I mean, don't get me started. A list I have for you.
Okay, so I basically believe that like Milo should like self-discipline. I'm like...
There is no... The word no or stop it or don't does not exist.
My favourite phrase to say to Milo is... Oh, wait till your daddy comes home, because I don't ever want to be the bad guy. I'm so toxic.
I'm training him myself when I have a chance.
I know.
And the rest of the time he's learning bad habits and doing what he wants because of his mum.
Yeah, we did sort of say, oh, are you a bit nervous that our like fundamental parenting techniques are incredibly different. But then I think like it's going to be nice. Like you've got to have a good cop, bad cop, haven't you?
God, I hate you. Don't try and justify that your parenting is actually a right thing. It's right.
No, I don't. I'm just saying, like, if we're both being really harsh on him, like, oh, the poor thing.
Yeah, but let's face it, you're not going to be as harsh as I'm being harsh to him.
No.
But you still need to teach him.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I will try and be better. So that's what we argue about.
She won't.
I just said that for the sake of the podcast.
No, she won't.
But that's what we predominantly argue about at the moment, I do think.
Dog.
Oh, okay. I know.
That's just... Oh, else?
You don't listen.
Oh, me listening.
the way he says it, like, it's so, like, oh, boring. Boring, I'm meant to listen to me partner. Like, you don't listen.
But as the podcast listeners know, you do talk a lot.
Are you fucking joking me? Right, I've had to get him set up with my Google Calendar as well so he can see it all, because...
You think how much stress that is for me?
It's my fucking calendar. Do you know how stressful it is for me?
No, but I have to work around your calendar.
Babe.
That's stress.
Babe, be very careful, because I am getting...
Fuck's sake.
I just think, right, lasses, do you think there is anything more annoying, right, than saying to your fella, okay, on Saturday we are going to Emma's wedding. I've booked the flights, I've booked the hotel. Like, all you need to do is have an outfit ready, X, Y, and Z, blah, 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 blah. And then have, like, just, this is just an example.
Right.
And then just have him go, like, randomly, like, on a Wednesday afternoon, like, what we're doing at the weekend? Should we go and see the new Harry Potter? Are you joking me?
No, listen, I am engaged to Vicky Pattison. Her...
Ooh, say it with pride, bitch!
Her calendar is fucking scary.
Exactly!
Any man would do a runner.
And trust us, babe, that
being a man is, we are not used to that much, or that many things. I mean, there's like three things on every week, four things.
No,
so
I'm busy
for me to keep up week in, week out, it is tough, man.
I just think, I don't mind if once in a while, but you know, every time I'm like, just please, please listen. So I don't
on the screenshot with his calendar.
Don't, because then stalkers will know where
I am. I'm going to do a vote for the men out there. If your missus had this calendar and told you things daily, weekly, would you remember them all? That's what I want to know.
Which is why, babe, I have given you full access to my calendar, so you don't have to remember. It's on there, but you still don't look at it, do you?
All I want to do is go cinema.
I want to go.
Just want to go cinema.
I want to go cinema with you as well. Can we
do you?
Ice blast and nachos.
What, in fucking, what are we in there? April.
Yeah, well, we can go. We'll
book a cinema day in October the 15th.
We'll
then,
go on Friday if you want.
So busy
before we go to the wedding.
Okay, we'll do that.
Do you want to do that?
Let's see.
You can cheer up now.
You're not going to sling a podcast on there, yeah?
No, there'll be no more podcasts. Oh. Not after the disaster that is this one. You horrible little man. Horrible.
We're Is that Shannon?
Shannon was the one who chose violence. Is there anything else we row about? Oh, you think I'm too messy?
Yeah. You are messy.
How messy?
No, listen, mess. Oh my god.
He can't stand mess, but I
That's
find
the one thing I love to change about Vicky.
I don't actually mind a little bit of chaos. It is lovely when things are tidy, don't get me wrong, but my life is chaotic.
She's just got clothes everywhere. She lets Milo ruin the house and just leaves it. She gives Milo stuff to chew and just leaves it.
Oh no, puppy chews.
She'll sit in her own mess for days.
I will. Honestly, I'm gross. Like, I'm under no illusion that I'm the problem here.
It's so annoying. I'm a clean freak.
Yeah, he is. Like, I feel like Erkan was the only person who, when COVID happened, didn't have to start washing his shopping because he's already been doing it for the last 10 years.
I'll hoover at least twice a day.
He looks like Freddie Mercury in that video, just constantly.
Fuck. Just, she's so messy, man.
Yeah, but I am really sorry about that.
You're not.
Okay, I'm not. But I promise.
Fucking
if I promise to try and be better with the messiness, would you promise to try and be better with the listening?
100% deal.
Deal?
Yeah.
Shake my hand.
Oh. You're not doing this just for the podcast. This is actually a real shake.
Real shake? It's rude if you go back on a shake.
Alright.
Okay.
Deal.
Okay. Oh my god, guys, I really want to tell you all about the engagement and everything, but we've got no time. Should we do a part two? We weren't gonna, but should we do a part two? Give them all the goss.
Come
back in part two for the goss about our engagement.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.